Thank you for holding. Is this Andrew?
It is.
Hi, Andrew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Ari?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning, so good problem to have.
Absolutely.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. There was a discount that she requested for you since your company is technically new in business. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Nothing right off the top of my head. She did a good job of explaining it to me. I kind of explained to her. Just want some general pricing and everything. And like I was telling her, I'm a relatively new and small business, so I'm not per se ready to opt into it right now just because I'm super overwhelmed with the call volume that I've been receiving.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, even though we talk about, like, the short-term benefits of the listing, you know, it is a long-term marketing solution. You know, it's not every day that we can put you up there. So, you know, the last time we had availability for the Port Charlotte area was about 10 months ago. I don't even think you were in business yet.
Nope.
Yeah, so it's not a common thing to have first-page placement available for people who are in the electrician category. You know, the
gotcha.
Guys that are up there now, like Reeves Electric Services, you know, they've been doing it for years, you know, and then Integrity Electric of Charlotte, you know, they're also up there for years, you know, doing this. So we have one slot that opened up for the Google Places placement. Once we fill it, and we don't know when the next one's going to become available, but we did see that you were invested in some lead generation programs. So it looked like you were trying to generate some more business or at least get your name out there online. And I know a lot of those companies like Home Advisor by Angie's Leads, you know, they're using Google to get those leads that they're selling to their customers. They're just a reseller basically. So it'll go to you and a couple other guys and, you know, they charge all the lead fee whether you get the job or not. I'm sure you've probably experienced that already once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so from our perspective, it was like worth a shot to give you a call because if we list you independently, you know, you don't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to your competition. We're not actually like putting you on our site and putting ourselves on Google. You'd be listed independently, so customers can call you directly off the first page. I'm sure you could see a value in that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So are you guys like a third-party vendor for Google? Is that how you guys?
We're a premier Google partner. So anybody even like in the Google Guarantee section, Google Places section, they would all sign up through a Google partner, and the Google partner would host their campaign for them. If you called Google directly to do Google Ads, they would give you the ability to do the ad on your own, but what most people end up doing is they go hire a Google partner to maintain it for them. So that way it's not so time-consuming. Because if it's not maintained properly, then you know, you're basically just spending money and not getting a good return on investment. And if you don't get the good return on investment, then you're going to cancel it. And that's not what Home Advisor wants. It's not what Google wants, is where, you know, you're just here for a month and you disappear. So our role is basically to maintain the profile for you, and for Google and make sure that it's working properly. That way, you know, you continue to come back each month on a month-to-month basis. That makes sense?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So third party, yes, but we're actually partnered with them. So they cut the check at the end of the day. It's their product. Yeah. But yeah. So, I mean, is this something that, you know, you could see a value in potentially giving a shot? I mean, I know you're saying you're booked up, but obviously if we put you up there, you're putting yourself in position to start receiving calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most likely.
Okay. Well, as far as cost, without the new in business credit, it's usually $299 per month with a one-time setup fee of $99 in order to get you programmed in and to purchase the domain name for your .com website. What I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, is I can waive the setup fee for you, and I could bring you on board at just a flat $299. Still include the website, you know, you still get all the bells and whistles, the first page placement, the tracking system, So I'm not cutting any corners, but I would waive that setup fee for you, and then you'd keep that pricing structure. You won't have to worry about it going up or changing in the future.
Okay, and then some of those domain names and stuff are something I still need because I've already purchased one and I have a website being drafted.
Nice.
It's just in the works of being finished.
Very nice. Yeah, so the website's included in that package. It's a package deal at the $299 pricing structure. Usually we charge the $99 for the purchase of the domain name, but I already waived that setup fee. So, I mean, if you needed to get a domain name or if you had one that you already wanted to use, we can use the one that you already have, develop the content, and provide hosting. You know, that's no extra charge to you, or we can get you an entirely new domain. But the major benefit to you isn't the website, it's the placement. You know, last thing you want to do is have a really nice site that nobody's seeing.
I'm just trying to avoid double spending on something that I've already been, you know, spending money into and incorporating.
Yeah, the website's not something that we're even charging you for or even purchasing the domain. It's just more so making sure that you have it as an option if that's something that you really want your business to have. There's actually guys that have listed themselves on the first page with no website at all, and they just have a call button, and they typically do pretty well. A lot of times in your industry, it's an emergency, so you know people don't really care too much to look at the website. They just want to talk to somebody and see when they can get some help.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this something that you could see a value in doing?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if it's exactly the right timing to do so, but I definitely think that overall and in the long run, it would provide better business and cut the cost down on leads and business as well.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we could sign people up whenever, you know, because then we would obviously just set you up for a call at the best time. But what I can say is that if we do capitalize on it today, that when the peak time does roll around for you, you'll still have that spot, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
And what would be the final cost for today?
Out the door today to cover the entire first month of service and all products and features included, it would be $299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that includes incorporating my domain name and everything.
Correct. Obviously, you'd have to provide us with the domain name and the login credentials, but there will be a client interview. So if I sign you up now, I'll create the account, secure the listing, send your Google PIN verification out, and then we'll schedule a client interview for either later today or tomorrow, whichever's best for you,
okay.
And then we'll dive into that.
Give me just a phone call coming in here. Just one moment.
Okay.
Sorry about that, boss. I was just finishing up.
No problem. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so I understand if a client calls. No big deal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, so the client interview process, just so you know, it's typically about a 30 to 45 minute conversation. That's where they'll gather, like, information on the specific services you offer. So we'll recommend, like, the top 15 keywords, but you have final say on what you're listed for. You also have final say on where you're listed. Typically, it covers about a 50-mile radius, but if there's, like, areas that you don't want to go to, we can block those out for you just so that all calls coming in are qualified or considered qualified by your standard. And then, of course, they'll go over, like, the website, how you expect the website to look. If you have a logo, we'll have you send that in, or any photos that you want to use for the site, you can send that in. And then, like I said, all the hosting and the content development's included in your package. So as long as you give us access to it and we have documented proof that you've given us consent to go in there and build that for you, then that'll get built out. Typically takes about 3 to 5 days to complete the initial draft on the site. And then, of course, the hosting's in there. So any changes you want to make as we go is included.
Okay.
But, so what I got to do, I have to create your Google business profile. You've heard of that before, right?
It somewhat. It doesn't ring a bell too much. I haven't done a lot of work with Google there in the cell, per se.
Gotcha. So this will make it so that you exist as a business on Google. So let's say, you know, you tried it for a month or two, and then you said, hey, I don't want to do the optimization with Local Splash anymore. I don't think you will, but just hypothetically, you still exist, right? They still have your reviews. You still have a Google business page with your website attached to it that they can go reference those things. If there's any, like, questions about credibility moving forward, they know you've already gone through all this and you're a real company. Make sense?
Gotcha.
Okay. So I just want to verify some basic information about your business. On the first page of the Google search results and your Google business profile, you can actually only have one number for the company. So did you want to use the line that we're on now? Okay. So 941-288-6323. Okay. And what's your last name, Andrew?
Walker, W-A-L-K-A.
Okay. Just like the business name? Okay. And is Walkas Electrical Services Incorporated or an LLC by chance?
An LLC.
LLC. Okay. All right. And then after about a month or two of this, you will be eligible for Google Guarantee. Have you seen those guys at the top there?
I have not.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is Google telling the customers that you've been working with us for a while and that you're a trusted contractor. They do a little further extensive background screening before you cross into Google Guarantee, but what they also do is they provide the homeowner or business owner that you're working with a $2,000 insurance from Google for the lifetime of your job. They'll also guarantee you a certain amount of leads every month, you don't have to pay. It's like a paid on a per lead basis, kind of like HomeAdvisor, but you don't have to pay if the leads aren't qualified. The leads are also exclusive. So they only go straight to you as a live call, basically. There's a Google agent that will answer, pre-screen them, and then hand them off to you as a live call rather than a lead that gets texted to you that you got to call back. So people really like that system. But right now, you're not fully eligible until we go through at least a month or two of Google Guarantee. We know there's no, like, major hiccups that happen there. So we just got to get a couple of basically 5 reviews of some face-to-face interaction from a customer, and then we can advance into that. So typically takes about a month or two.
So with that portion of it, there still is a lead set.
With that, not with what you're signing up for today. With what you're signing up for today, it's a flat rate. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So if you get 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. With those, the leads are basically being pre-screened to the point where they're like, for sure it's going to turn into a job, basically. It's a lot different than what you deal with HomeAdvisor, but that one is a paper lead system. So if you want to get back into that, if you're like, hey, I'm done with paper leads, we also understand that too. The Google Guarantee is something that just launched actually about 6 months ago. So right before you started up your company, they came out with that.
Okay.
And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing as well as the invoice receipt?
Sure. It's going to be Andrew@WalkaElectric.com.
Okay. And this is considered a business expense, so you will be able to write this off here in about a month and a half.
Okay.
You said it was wakaelectrical.com or wakaelectric.com for the email?
Waka.
I'm it's sorry. Electric. It's just electric. Okay, there we go. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business displayed?
Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Correct.
Okay. Let me go and submit. Okay. And Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you in the physical mail. This is the only time you'll ever have to do this. It's part of verifying your Google business profile. It's how you get that little red dot on the map there in Port Charlotte. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
1518 Truval, T-R-U-V-A-L, Paris, C-E-R, Port Charlotte, Florida, 33952.
Okay, I found it here. And then you have the option to have the address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Okay, so it'll still say city, state, and zip on your listing. You just won't have the 1518 Truval Terrace displayed there, and turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then for the client interview appointment, like I said, typically 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
Not good today.
Okay.
I could possibly do something Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh. Morning.
We need client interview to be completed either the same day or the following day. We try to get it done as quickly as possible because by the time your PIN comes in, we want this to all be done. That way, when the PIN comes in, we can launch the campaign. So I would hope that by Friday you have that PIN and we're able to already go live with the campaign. We want to have the client interview, the website up and running prior to then.
Gotcha. I could possibly do tomorrow morning if it's very early, but the thing is I'll be out of town for a business conference between Thursday and Monday of next week.
Okay. Yeah, so then we definitely want to complete the client interview before then. That way when you get back it's all taken care of and it's up and running. How about I could do the earliest tomorrow actually that we have available right now. It's not that early. It's 10 to 11 Eastern Standard.
I could do it at 12.
You could do it at 12?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 12 and 1. Like I said, it doesn't usually take an hour. We just ask for that hour window in case the call goes over. What I'm going to do right now is I'll send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll set up an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior. So about 11 o'clock, it'll text you asking if the appointment is still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, like I said, everybody I work with is a business owner, so I could always reschedule it. Like, I'll understand, but like I said, I do also want to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting any days on that first month, you know. Got a small window here to show you some success, being that it is a month-to-month service, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to send you that invitation now. Let me know when you receive that, too, so that way I can verify that the email address is working. I'm pretty sure I got it, though, Andrew at wakaelectric.com.
Yep, I got it.
All right. Perfect. All right. Okay, and I got that back. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing here as the initial invoice comes through. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me just make sure I add this. And your company is going to be displayed as an LLC, or did you not want the LLC displayed?
Probably not, just by base name.
Okay. But on the card, it does say LLC, correct?
Business card, yes.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
It is.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4427.
4427.
3225.
3225.
3134.
3134.
6984.
6984. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
06 of 27.
Okay, and there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
047.
047. Okay, and as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, Andrew, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your company today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Walker's Electrical Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Andrew Walker, owner and operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Walker's Electrical Services, LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, Andrew, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, just defined reasonable.
It says actually in quotations, 24 to 48 hours.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're obviously going to have the best success as far as converting if you answer the live calls as they come in, but there is a catch, right? So there's a tracking system that you have, and it actually will catch their number and the services that they were looking up if you do miss the calls. So that way when you are available, you can go back into that pipeline and actually track and call back the leads that are specifically coming from your Google listing.
Great.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying anything additional. So like after today, if you're considering adding something online, double check just to make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for a service that we may already be providing for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You are not bound to any kind of long-term contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 7th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your .com website, but I have included the site as an option to you at no additional charge, obviously. So when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew every month on the 7th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299. So that won't ever go up or change unless, you know, we add like the Google guarantee later. Obviously, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But other than that, it's just $299. There's no additional charges. It does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm about to process, you're going to receive a series of welcome text messages and emails. Okay. They're all loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. They're also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. The same email that has your login credentials will have like a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use your tracking system. There's also a downloadable app that you can download to your phone that'll keep your Google listing, give you access to all those leads. So we'll explain it to you, obviously, and walk you through it if you have questions, comments, or concerns. What I'm about to do now is I'm going to send you my direct number extension as well. I'll be your account lead, so if you need like a direct point of contact, I'll be your guy until, you know, of course, you're comfortable with it, and then I'll kind of back off. But I'll be bugging you a little bit here in the beginning just to make sure we're getting everything set up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I sent you that. And then I'll also send you the email address, photos@localsplash.com. That's for you to send in any photos or logos that you want to use for your .com. Did you have the domain already? You said you purchased it, right? Okay, what's the domain? I'm going to attach it to the profile now, and then we'll get access to it later.
Give me just a second to find out.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's walkaelectric.com.
Okay. And there's nothing on it?
I don't believe the site's been up and posted. It's currently just being...
Okay. Let me see what it pulls. Oh, yeah. It says a WordPress site is coming soon. So it was purchased through WordPress?
I believe so.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and attach this to the listing, even though it's blank. I just want to have it already hyperlinked. Okay, and then did you get your welcome text message?
Yeah, I did get it.
Okay, so there is a link in there. There's one that'll say, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email on file, and they'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So again, this isn't a contract that's binding you over a length of time, but it is an outline of the agreement in writing. So it has all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to check this box to authorize that this was you and all the information was correct. It wasn't somebody pretending to be you or using your billing information. And then at the very bottom, you have to sign your first and last name. Like I said, you'll have a hard copy of this on file, and so will we, so there won't be any confusion about the pricing structure moving forward. Okay, it's a lot cheaper than what we normally charge on the monthly rate. You can actually see on our pricing page, the platinum package is almost double that traditionally. Okay, and then I'll lock in at that rate, and then there is a security question. So anytime you call in, if you're going to access billing, they're going to want you to answer the security question, as well as we recommend that you verify the security question if you're getting calls from a company and you're not sure that it's us. You have three options for your security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those works best for you?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name, Andrew?
It's going to be Romanus, R-O-M-A-N-U-S.
Okay. R-O-M-A-N-U-S?
Correct.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I have that saved as your security question. Let me go back here. Okay, and I did get your subscription terms signed. Okay, perfect. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you, as well as I gave you my direct number and extension. So we kind of assume every client that we get that's new is like 75 years old and computer illiterate. You know, we don't expect you to really do anything with the computer. But, you know, if you're having any issues or questions along the spectrum of the services we offer, feel free to reach out. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. I know it's a long conversation. There was a lot of information, but client interview I have scheduled for tomorrow between 12 and 1 Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, you will get a text message reminder at about 11 o'clock just to confirm the appointment. The PIN verification letter is being sent out. It usually takes 3 to 5 days to receive, so I'm anticipating Friday or maybe even Monday next week at the latest, but that comes in your physical mail. It's the only thing we'll send you in the physical mail. Everything else will be digital, but there is a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that we need from you. It's the only time you'll ever have to do that as far as verifying your business with Google, so once we get that 5-digit number, you could throw it away or do what you want with it. And then, of course, send in any photos or logo that you would like for the website to that email address that I provided. So client interview, PIN verification, and photos and logo for site. And if you have any questions or you feel you're forgetting anything, like I said, don't hesitate to call.
Okay. I could be mistaken, but I thought we had set the client interview up for Thursday.
No, it's tomorrow. I had it set between 12 and 1. Remember, I tried to do same day or next day client interview.
Let me check this calendar. I don't think tomorrow's going to work. Unless it's super early in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The earliest that I had for tomorrow was 10 to 11, and then you were saying maybe 12 to 1. I didn't know if you were referring to Thursday.
What's your latest?
The latest I could do? I could do one today between 6 and 7, or I could do tomorrow between 6 and 7.
Yeah, tomorrow between 6 and 7 would be best.
Okay. You accepted that calendar invitation. I'm going to resend it to you, though. So it's going to look the same. It's just going to say the other one was canceled, and this is the new time, okay?
All righty.
All right. Well, I will see you then. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just let me know. But other than that, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you between 6 and 7 tomorrow.
Okay, appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.